It says here that 75% of all people who work together eventually become romantically involved.
75%?
That can't be right. Let me see that. Damn, that's what it says, all right.
Well, you know, I'll think about it for a second. Now, Joe and Helen work here, and they used to be in a relationship. Brian and Alex work here, and they're dating now. That's 4 out of 8. That's damn near 50% right there.
If that statistic is correct, then that means that 2 of us will...
You can do a lot worse.
What is it? What are you doing?
What is this?
Not again, Lol. It's a sponge.
That's right, Joe. And Joe, we're not cleaning with this sponge. Where does it go?
Down your throat.
You of all people should know that when we're not using this sponge, that it goes in its sponge cradle, where it can dry off. So that it's not soggy and slimy and stinky for the next user, which is, by the way, usually me.
Give me a break. What?
Wow. Look who finally decided to come home.
Well, I'm staying overnight at Alex's. You got a problem with that?
And now I suppose you'd like some breakfast.
Yeah, okay, what do you got? Lasagna? For breakfast?
No, lasagna for dinner. Unless, of course, somebody forgets to call home to say they won't be here.
Lol, give it a rest, will you, please?
You know, I think by this time that the two of you would have more consideration for my feelings. But maybe that's just too much to hope for. Listen, I gotta get to work now. But this conversation is not over. We're gonna continue it tonight at supper. Now, your lunches are in the refrigerator. And don't forget to take your vitamins.
You know, I don't know about you, but I have had it. Why do we put up with this?
Well, you know, he cooks, he cleans, he makes incredible lasagna. This thing is good even the next day.
Would you forget that?
Joey, you're forgetting something. And we kind of owe him. I sank his houseboat, remember?
Yeah, I know, but we have put him up for over a year now. I think that debt is paid. We've got to tell him to move out.
I'm behind you 100%. Let me know how it comes out.
No, we're going to tell him together.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
We should just go down there right now and just tell him that he's out of here.
Yeah, good.
I mean, this is our house, right?
Yeah, you bet it is.
Let's go.
Oh, well, first I better wring out that sponge.
Hold up. I got something for you. For me? Why? Oh, I just saw it and I thought of you and so I bought it. Really? Yeah, really. I don't get it. It's not my birthday. So? So you just got me a gift for no reason at all? I'm beginning to think so. Look, I just got it because we're friends, okay? Oh, okay. Thanks. When was the last time you got something for Faye?
Well, it certainly wasn't on my last birthday.
Well, for Pete's sake, it's just a little pin in the shape of a helicopter, see? It's no big deal.
Or the birthday before that.
Well, this is really nice. Thanks, Helen.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Oh, listen, you know where Lola is?
I think he's in the hangar.
Let's go.
I can't remember. Did you get me something for Christmas?
Yes, Faye, I did.
Oh, right. Debbie Reynolds' workout tape. Thanks again.
Yeah, guys. What do you need?
Lowell, we're not going to beat around the bush. Joe has something he wants to tell you.
Yeah, Joe.
Well, Lowell, Brian and I have been talking, and we think it's time for you to find a place of your own.
What do you mean?
It's about all your rules and regulations.
Yeah, we know you mean well, but see, Joe and I would sort of like to go back to the way it was before you moved in.
What do you mean?
When we lived there and you didn't.
You know, if somebody were to walk in here right now, they might think that you guys didn't want me to live with you anymore.
We don't.
We want you to find your own place.
Yeah, we want you to move out.
I'm getting mixed signals here.
Move out.
Hey, you don't have to tell Lowell Mather twice. Huh. Far be it for me to stay someplace where I'm not wanted.
Come on, Lowell.
No, Joe. I've tried very hard this past year to take care of you boys. Did I complain? No, I did not. I did it gladly. I only hope that someday you two have children that treat you the way that you're treating me now.
I feel kind of guilty.
Yeah, kind of.
That feeling pretty much passed?
Yeah, completely gone.
Morning, Alex.
Good morning. Here.
You got this for me? Why?
I saw it and I thought of you, so I bought it. I hope you like it.
Wow. This is beautiful. Thank you.
Good. I feel better.
What does that mean?
You know, you got me something, I got you something.
Oh, no. See, just because I got you something first, that doesn't mean that you have to get me something back. I mean, if I never would have gotten you that helicopter pen, I mean, you never would have thought about getting me something, and that's okay.
I don't know. I might have if I saw something that reminded me of you, like a pen in the shape of a spatula or something.
A spatula? Is that what you think that I'm about? A fry cook?
I didn't say that.
Well, then why else would you get me a spatula pen?
You got me a helicopter pen. Is that what you think I'm all about?
Oh, it was just a damn gift. All you had to do was say thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a shame what started out as a lovely gesture, it turned into an ugly scene.
Yeah, I think maybe if we oiled them up, they'd wrestle.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Gorgeous day, isn't it?
Really? I heard that it might rain.
Oh, really? Not at our house. It's bright and sunny. 0% chance of Lowell.
Yeah, I heard you boys gave Mather the boot. It's about time.
Hey, we didn't kick him out. We just asked him to leave.
Where'd he go?
To a lovely place called Elsewhere.
You just threw him out in the street?
No. Look, when we got home last night, his stuff was gone. I'm sure he's fine.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't just turn him loose in the forest so he could live with the wolves.
What makes you think they'd want him back?
Come on, Antonio. It's high time that Lowell was on his own. I bet he's already found a great place to live.
What the hell are you doing here?
I work here. Oh, yeah. And since you guys kicked me out of your house, now I live here.
Lowell, you can't live in the terminal.
What do you mean?
We mean you can't live in the terminal.
What are you saying? I can't live in the terminal?
Yes, that's exactly what we're saying.
Faye, you don't want to push that button.
Why can't I live in the terminal?
Well, one reason, it's not very sanitary. There are no showers here.
Well, that's not a problem. You know, I'm actually a lot like a camel. I can go for months without water.
You've only gone 12 hours. You're way too much like a camel already.
Oh, great. First you tell me I can't live in your house, and now you tell me that I can't live in the terminal. What's next? Are you going to take me down to the old Civil War can and stuff me in and shoot me off the island?
I'm game.
Come on,
Lowell, stop being so dramatic. Just go and rent an apartment.
Huh. You think it's that easy, Joe? Just to go and find an apartment? Of course, wouldn't have that problem if one of my other good friends would let me live at their house.
I wouldn't even let you live under my house.
Oh, well, Lowell, you know, I would let you live at my house, but I really just have the one key.
Oh, well, you could stay with me, but I'm not zoned for it.
I don't believe you people. In Italy, friends open their doors to other friends. Lowell, you can stay at my house as long as you like. Get Lowell out of my house today, or I will kill him.
Wait a minute. What happened to, in Italy, friends opened their doors to other friends?
In Italy, there was no law.
Well, all right, well, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. I'm sitting on the couch with my date, a perfectly lovely woman, once you get past her really big face. And we are enjoying a beautiful...
Wait a second. What do you mean, really big face?
Well, you know, when you look at the place where a person's face usually is, there's face. But on her, when you look to each side, there is more face. Anyway, there we are sitting enjoying a beautiful romantic music when who should come down the stairs for a midnight snack? Naked man. Joe, Brian, please, take Lowell back.
No.
My friend Ruthie's daughter is a real estate agent. Maybe she could find Lowell a place to live.
Hey, Rumi. Listen, I just want to remind you, tonight is my night to host the rat shooting club.
Don't you do that down at the dump?
Oh, we shoot them at the dump, we clean them at home.
Please, Faye, call your friend. Hurry!
Now, this one just came on the market. It's a
it's
one
perfect. He'll take it.
Don't you want to know anything about it?
It's the furthest one from our house. He'll take it. What do you think, Lowell? Lowell.
Hate it.
No, Lowell, you have looked at 15 places today. What is wrong with this one?
It's got no view.
Well, didn't you notice that beautiful view from the porch?
Oh, great. The ocean.
All right, we'll move it. He'll take it.
I don't know. It doesn't feel right.
It's got great natural light.
I like it dark.
You can sit in the closet.
He'll take it.
Come on, Lowell. This place has everything you said you wanted.
I know, but, you know, it would never have the feeling that I get when I'm at your house. The warm feeling that you get when you walk in the front door. You know, the feeling that you have when you... live with your two best buddies in the whole wide world.
We've already changed the locks. Don't make us get a restraining order.
I'll take it.
Helen, I want to apologize for the other day. I said some things that I didn't mean.
No, you know what? It was my fault. You made a nice gesture, and I didn't appreciate it.
No, it was my fault. I mean, it's silly to think that just because you gave me something that I had to give you something back, right?
Right. Okay, great. Now we got that out of the way. I got you a little something just to say I'm sorry.
You're kidding. Well, I did the same thing for you.
Okay, you go first.
No, you go first.
Okay, but now let's agree that this is where it ends, okay? I mean, this is not a competition, right?
Agree.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is beautiful. Oh, this must have been so expensive.
I can't wait to see what you got for me.
You know, I just realized that this is the wrong size, so... I think I'm just going to rush back to the stores before they close.
So now that Lowell is gone, I was able to get another date with Denise.
Denise? Oh, of course, the big-faced girl.
Look, you know, I'd be the first to admit she's not for everybody.
Oh, but, I'm sorry, Antonio, as long as you like her.
Oh, who am I kidding? I can't get past the face. It's like I'm making love to a jack-o'-lantern.
Hey, morning, Faye.
Morning.
What? Lowell.
No, no.
Morning.
Damn it, Lowell, you have a place of your own.
Hey, just because a guy gets a house doesn't mean he has to sleep there.
Don't you like your new place?
No.
Well, ain't no way you're coming back to mine.
I hate my house. Man, nobody lives there.
Lowell, if you go home, you'll live there.
Yeah, but... forget it. You guys wouldn't understand.
Understand what?
Well, I've never lived alone before.
Never?
No. I mean, at first I lived with my family. And then I lived with Bunny. And then I moved in with you guys. And now, you know, my house is just me. All alone. Lonesome me. Oh, lonesome Lowell.
Yeah, alone. We get it.
I mean, you know, I tried to stay there last night, but after a couple of hours, I just couldn't do it.
Look, Lowell, I think I can help you out here. Being on your own for the first time is hard. Ooh, I know. When I was a kid, I shared a bedroom with my big brother, Earl. Oh, Earl. I never spent one night alone in that room until Earl had to go away.
Ah, see, went off to college?
No.
Army?
No.
Well, where did he
just had to go away, okay? Anyway, Earl knew I'd be scared, so before he left, he whispered in my ear, "You can make it, Roy. You can make it." So that first night when the shadows on the wall turned into scary faces, I thought of Earl. When the branches tapping on the windows outside sounded like bad guys trying to get in, I thought of Earl. Before you knew it, it was morning, and I was just fine. I had made it. I couldn't wait for Earl to come back. I was so proud. I wanted to tell him. But I never got the chance. I never saw Earl again.
He died?
Well, I just want to tell you, Lowell, that if you can find something to help you make it through that first night, you'll be okay, too.
You know what? I'm gonna do it. Hey, I'm gonna find something that'll help me get through that first night, Roy.
Thanks! That was the most moving story I've ever heard.
Yeah, must have been really hard to tell.
You kidding? You know how many women I've picked up using that bogus dead Earl story?
Surprise!
Hi! Hi, everyone.
We just thought we'd drop by and give you kind of a surprise housewarming party.
Oh, wow.
Well, listen, I mean, that's really nice of you, but...
No, but, Lowell, we each brought you a little gift.
Yeah, I found that a well-placed plant can spruce up the whole house.
And Alex and I, we bought you a little champagne.
Yeah, and I got you some chocolates, and I want you to know that I don't expect anything in return. Yeah, right.
Here, Lowell.
Wow, a coat. What a great gift.
Well, actually, it's your coat. We left it at our house.
Oh, thanks. Did I leave that stupid-looking picture, too?
No, that's my gift.
Oh, thanks.
And I brought you Paolo.
Paolo?
Yeah, this is a Paolo. He's not a real bird, but he's a good company. I got him when I first came to town. Go ahead, talk to him, see what happens.
What should I say?
What should I say?
he likes you.
Oh, thanks, Antonio.
Yeah, but before you take him away, could I just do one thing?
Yeah, sure.
Goodbye, Antonio.
Goodbye, Antonio.
Antonio, your girlfriend, even if her face is as big as a stop sign, don't let her get away.
Well, hey, Lowell, I think this place looks really great. It's got a lot of potential.
Mm. Oh, mm. So how about giving us a little tour?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, look, I know what you guys are trying to do, and I really appreciate it. But, you know, it doesn't matter how long you stay. I'm still going to be alone eventually.
Mm-hmm. We understand, Lowell. I just wanted to drop by and say hello.
Yeah. Hang in there, pal.
Bye. Okay, buddy.
Hey, hey, you're going to make it.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
Take care of Paolo. Come on.
Are they gone?
Yeah, what? I thought they were never going to leave. I'm really glad that you're staying the night.
Well, I couldn't leave you alone. Not after hearing that sad story about your dead brother, Earl.
Wait, wait.
Up next, the Cheers episode entitled
Is Cookie,
featuring a Tonight Show legend, a late night icon, the one, the only, Doc Severinsen. Stay tuned.